The Senate this week debates how to add a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program. Lawmakers are having a hard time. Money is the reason. Even a modest drug benefit would cost hundreds of billions of dollars. Deliberations also are complicated by the ghost of a Medicare drug program passed and repealed a decade and a half ago. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
When the House debated its Medicare drug bill last month, Republicans, including John Linder of Georgia, berated Democrats for not having addressed the issue when they were in charge.
The Democrats controlled this body for 40 years and controlled the White House from time to time in the midst of that, and never once put forth this important program.
But that's not true. In 1988, the Democratic Congress passed the Medicare Catastrophic Coverage Act. It was the largest expansion of the federal health program since its founding in 1965. The goal was to cap the amount people with very high health expenses would have to pay for their care. But the Reagan administration insisted that the new law could not increase the deficit. Marilyn Moon of the Urban Institute says that meant Medicare beneficiaries had to finance the new benefits themselves.
The only way to do that was to ask higher income beneficiaries to pay more. And the only way to feasibly do that was to do it through the tax system. So suddenly you had something that became termed the seniors tax.
But senior groups said their members wouldn't be willing to pay more unless they got something more, like coverage for drugs. That wasn't part of the original package. Moon says adding the drug benefit was important to sell the program because most seniors wouldn't qualify for the other benefits.
The whole idea of catastrophic benefits are that they just go to the very few people who have high expenses each year. So the idea of the prescription drug benefit was to try to offer a benefit that people would see and would be very visible.
Except it wasn't. That's because in 1989, the government began collecting the new premiums, but it didn't start the new benefits right away. Senior groups began pummeling Congress with complaints. They were joined, Moon recalls, by groups underwritten by the prescription drug industry.
The drug industry had the same problem that they have today. If government gets involved, sometime they're going to notice the high cost of drugs and the fact that those prices go up rapidly every year, and they'll do something about it.
The complaining reached its crescendo during August of 1989. In an event staged for the media, House Ways and Means Chairman Dan Rostenkowski, one of the bill's chief architects, had his car surrounded by a group of angry seniors while trying to leave a meeting in his Chicago district. Congress was chastened by the criticism and by increasing estimates of what the drug benefit would cost. So lawmakers repealed virtually the entire catastrophic law before a single benefit was delivered. Here's how Connecticut Democrat Barbara Kennelly put it on the House floor that fall.
We're not in business to pass laws that people don't want. To put it more bluntly, we're not in the business to ram something down somebody's throats.
It would be another decade before the prescription drug issue would again gain traction in the Capitol. And memories of that debacle are shaping the current Medicare drug debate. But lawmakers and policy analysts disagree about what lessons they learned. Moon of the Urban Institute says one lesson is that Congress can't only help those with very high costs, even if that's the most efficient way to spend public money.
It makes a lot of sense to say nobody gets anything until you've spent $3,000 and then you get a lot. But we're not going to go that way.
Instead, she says, lawmakers are convinced that a benefit has to help everyone with their drug bills. But that gets expensive fast, and it conflicts with another lesson from catastrophic, says Chip Kahn, then a top Republican staffer who helped write the law. He says that with seniors unable or unwilling to foot the entire bill themselves, a benefit that's too expensive can cause problems too.
And that's, in a sense, why I think the amount of money that can ultimately be devoted to this has got to be limited, because we can't expect the unretired generations to be completely subsidizing the retired generation.
But Drew Altman of the Kaiser Family Foundation says a drug benefit that's too small might cause the same sort of outrage lawmakers experienced in 1989.
There is a danger of struggling mightily to pass a prescription drug benefit that is less than fully popular with the American people, that does not meet the expectations they have now.
All of this leaves Congress with a dilemma. To provide seniors what they expect from a Medicare drug benefit would be prohibitively expensive. But to do a minimal benefit might make seniors just as mad as they were 13 years ago. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.